Chapter 38, A Good and a Bad Pasture. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. Revelation 22, verse 1. The pasture at the river of life. Happily, there were nice places along the way, too. I saw that Christian and Hopeful arrived at a very beautiful river. King David called it the River of God, and John, the River of Water of Life. Their way went right beside it. It was very nice to walk there. Along the way, they drank from the water of the river, after which they felt refreshed. Along the river, beautiful green trees were growing, full of all kinds of fruits. The fruits were delicious, and the leaves were for healing. At first, Christian and Hopeful were tired and hot from the journey, but by these leaves, they were completely refreshed. The leaves also helped against stomach pains and other diseases. Beside the river was a meadow with beautiful blooming lilies. The meadow stayed green all year long, and the flowers kept blooming. At this place they lay down to rest. That was allowed here. After a sweet sleep, they woke again. Again they picked some fruit from the trees and drank from the water of the river. Then they fell into a sweet sleep again. This continued for a few days and nights in a row. They also sang a song together. Their clear voices sounded over the water of the river. Behold ye how these crystal streams do glide, to comfort pilgrims by the highway side. The meadows green, besides their fragrant smell, yield dainties for them, and he who can tell what pleasant fruit, yea, leaves these trees do yield, will soon sell all that he may buy this field. After this, they were ready for their journey again, for they were not there yet. They ate and drank, and then departed. Explanation. What a wonderful place this was for Christian and Hopeful. Sometimes there are good times and places in the lives of God's children, also today. There they may drink of the water of life, eat the delicious fruits, and use the healing leaves. The water of life is salvation. That is the happiness which never ends. God's children may sometimes feel this happiness in their hearts when the Lord is close by. Hereafter, they may eternally taste this happiness in heaven. The water is the eternal love of the Father. If you may hear from his mouth, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, then you taste that the water is so delicious. And then you may taste of those fruits, those sweet fruits of the work of the Lord Jesus and of the Holy Spirit. When the Lord Jesus shows us his wounds, when he shows the price of his blood, when you may taste the fruit of it, when he speaks in your heart by his Spirit, I did that for you. Those are the fruits you may taste, even though you deserved to die the eternal death. Your sins become bitter, and then his work becomes truly sweet. And if you must complain about your heart, which is so sick because of sin, then he wants to lay healing leaves on it. With those leaves is meant everything that the Lord Jesus merited. That sinful, evil, sick heart is healed only by the wounds of the Lord Jesus. God takes such good care of his children. How happy you are if you may belong to his people. the meadow with the bypath. In my dream, I saw that the path Christian and Hopeful walked on turned. Now they did not walk along the river anymore. The men thought this was too bad, but they did not dare go off the way. Here the path was bumpy and rough. Their feet began to hurt, and their soul became grieved. What an awful way! Hopefully, this will become different quickly. On the left side of the road was a meadow. If one would step over a board, one could get into the meadow. This piece of land was called Bypath Meadow. Christian said, "If this meadow lies beside our way, then we might as well go on it too." Immediately he went to the board to have a better look at it. "Hey," he called out joyfully, "there is another path beside our way. This is exactly what I wanted. This is much easier to walk on. Come on, Hopeful. We will go on this path." Hopeful looked at the path and stood still for a moment. He doubted. "But what if this path will lead in the wrong direction?" "Oh, I am sure it will not," Christian decided. "Have a look yourself. It is right beside our way, isn't it?" And thus Hopeful was persuaded. He went over the board, following Christian. The bypath was very nice to walk on. After a little while, they saw a man walking ahead of them. His name was Vain Confidence. They called him and asked, "Do you know where this way is leading?" "To the Celestial Gate," he said. "You see," Christian said, "that is exactly what I told you. This means we are on the right way too." They followed the man. After a while, it became night. It was getting so dark that they could not see the man in front of them anymore. A little later, they heard a loud thud. Vain Confidence, who could not see either, had fallen into a deep pit. That pit was dug by the king of this land to let people fall into it. Who were these people? They were people who say they trust God, but do not do it with an upright heart. They shall surely fall into it. In this pit, this man's trust could not help him. He did not come out alive. When Christian and Hopeful were at the pit, they called him, but did not get an answer. They only heard moaning. "Where did we end up now?" Hopeful asked, startled. Christian said nothing. He knew it was his fault that they had left the right way. Now it began to rain and thunder. Bright lightnings flashed through the skies, followed by heavy thunderclaps. The water rose fast. "Ah," Hopeful sighed, "if only I would have stayed on the right way." Christian asked, "Who would have thought that this path would bring us from the way?" "I was afraid of it already," Hopeful said. "That is why I asked you if that path would not lead us in the wrong direction. I should have said it more clearly, but since you are older than I am, I listened to you." "Be not angry, dear brother," Christian begged. "I am sorry that I brought you off the right way. Now I have brought you into great danger. Please forgive me. I did not do it on purpose." "Be not afraid, my brother. I forgive you, and I also believe that everything that is happening here will be for our good." "I am so happy you are so good for me. Thank you very much. But we should not just stand here. We must try to go back." "I agree," Christian, but then you must let me go in front of you. Let you go in front of me? No, please, let me go in the front. For if there is danger, I want to meet it first. It is my fault that we are out of the way. No, that is certainly not going to happen. Hopeful said firmly, you are too upset now. It will not go well. It is possible that you might lose the way again. Then they heard a voice, by which they were encouraged a little again. The voice said, set your heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Go back. Still, it was not so easy to go back. The water was very high. It was something to be afraid of. When I saw this in my dream, I thought, yes, it is easier to go off the way than to get back on it again. Still, the men dared to go back. It was very dark, and the water rose higher and higher. It was so high that they almost drowned 9 or 10 times. In the meantime, they tried to find the board which they went over, but no matter how they looked, they could not find it. Finally, they found a shelter, a kind of a hut. They went in. Here they would have to stay until daybreak. When they sat down, they felt how tired they were. A little later, they fell asleep. Explanation. How different everything suddenly was for Christian and Hopeful. It was so good on that first meadow by the river. And now it was dark, and there was a terrible thunderstorm. All the peace which was in their hearts was now gone. And it was all their own fault. They had left the right way. Especially if it may be good in our hearts sometimes, we must be on our guard. Then there are many dangers. We can become proud with everything we received from the Lord. Or we become easygoing instead. We do not pay attention to sin, and we forget to live as the Lord wants us to do. Then we are exactly like someone with a vain trust. We think our trust is good, but it is all empty. It is nothing. Then we leave the right way, and that cannot go well. The Lord will be against us. It becomes dark and fearful in our hearts. We do not feel safe anymore, and we seek for shelter. But if it is not the Lord's shelter, we will not be safe there either. But the Lord will bring his children back into the right way.